The three of us this evening.
And who else is with us?
And I recorded Phyllis.
Okay. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah.
Phyllis.
So we don't need to stay on the call as long this evening, but also definitely want to touch base with the two of you. Just kind of share a little bit about, you know, continuing to support this transition and talking about stepping into setting some goals to really begin to accomplish some things and have some successes and celebrate those successes. So I also apologize. I have a bit of a cold and my voice is extra low this evening, so I hope not too distracting. But aside from that, all's well. So anyway, welcome to both of you. And I'd just like to start with a little a check-in, and you can spend a few minutes talking about your week and what's been happening with you. And then I know, Phyllis, you had a big journey that I'd love to hear about. And maybe, yep, you know, how does that work with the work we're doing? And so I don't mean to, like, point fingers, but would you like to start?
Sure.
Made the suggestion.
Yeah. I went to an amazing weekend with Bill Barron. Kathy, if you don't know him, he's kind of he's a guru, I guess you could call him. He's a combination of – he's a heart-centered businessman, and he teaches you how to build your heart-centered business, I guess, it in a nutshell. So he had an event this weekend called The Big Shift, and it's about building your business with heart and having the end result in mind. And he walks you through all these emotional blockages, and it was draining, but it was good. For me, it was, I didn't have a chance to meditate a whole lot, but when I did, it was good. One of the things I got from the meditation, it was after just a day full of information and emotions and meeting people and all this, and of course, Bill Barron tries to sell his bigger packages at these events, and I was contemplating buying one of those bigger packages and being part of his tribe. And so I went back to my room and said, I just have to sit with this for a while. It's been an exhausting day. Don't want to make a decision right now. And so as I went into a little meditation, I talked to my dad, who had passed away many years ago. I said, okay, he's a businessman. He can give me some good advice. So it wasn't a long conversation, but basically I came away with, Phyllis, it's time to let go of those old thoughts of you having to need someone to take care of you. This is your time to step into you. You don't need a husband. You don't need your father. You don't need somebody taking care of you. It's an old paradigm that you're stuck with, and it needs to change. And now is the time to step into that and change it. So that was big for me this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. and the other thing was, you know, he gives you, Bill Barron gives you an application to fill out to come to his part, be part of his bigger experience. And said, even if you're not going to join, at least fill out the questions. They might be eye-opening for you and your business. I said, okay, I at least answer the questions. And one of the questions was, are you ready? Can you commit to playing big and doing this? And I thought I was, but then I read the question on paper and I actually had to answer it in ink. And I thought, maybe I'm not. So that bothered me that that's what it was. That was my reaction to it. But then on the plane ride home, I was contemplating and thinking about things, and thinking about the conversation with my dad, and it's like, yes, I am so ready. This is my time. And so, yes, I am committed to playing big, and I can't play small anymore because the world needs people like me. So that's what I came away with.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Thanks. Now I have to take the action to do it. But once the decision is made, right, Diane?
What's that?
Once the decision is made, the universe conspires to go with you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So here we are. And there's these circles. The revolution of evolution, as a friend of mine calls it. So the decision, and then the actions, and then the decisions. I mean, you're completely revisiting them over and over again. And each time you kind of step into a higher and higher space, and higher for us. I mean, each growth opportunity. So you've got a growth opportunity right here in front of you, and the whole question of divine action is now in front of you as well.
Right.
And what that looks like. So, yeah, well, you know, seeing what this is, what the outcome is, and the outcomes you want to, what that picture is, and how big can you imagine that picture to be?
Right.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Great. Well, yeah. So, Kathy, how was your week?
Yeah, not quite as eventful. I've continued to be on a roller coaster. I have doing a lot of I'm in the process of moving again and trying to go through stuff and organize stuff, and some days I have energy to do it and some days I don't. I really struggled with some of the lessons last week on realizing your dream and divine identity, and I think they're just, I think it's because I'm probably just struggling to feel good about trying to find some direction, I guess. But they're good. I find them good because they're getting me to look at things I need to look at, and why I'm stuck and what's keeping me stuck and what can help me move forward. And I've been writing a lot in the journals. Sometimes it doesn't make a lot of sense, and sometimes it's like, oh, okay.
Well, thank you for your continued attention and your continued commitment to the process, even if it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I really honor you for that.
Yeah, thank you. I am committed to seeing it through and seeing what comes up, and being open and trying to look at things in a different way and trying to take steps.
Well, that's really what it's all about. And there's, you know, I think, well, we're still alive, and so the journey continues, and we can be conscious of it and continue with it, and you know, some days we don't have the energy, and other days we do, and other days we have big breakthroughs.
Right.
So, but continued having the compassion and to be able to say, okay, I'm going to see this through. I mean, that's huge, because that's actually where you're going to find the results. And you know, tonight I want to actually do want to talk about, you know, stepping into divine action and all the preparation for coming up to that, about, you know, being more conscious and aware of what it is we want to create and then stepping into the creation of it. So this is sort of the first part of this program, is this preparation of really helping you connect, you know, put some of the processes in place to learn to the journaling, to learn the connection, to really set your intention to go within and have the experience of going within to know, you know, more, know yourself better than ever before, whatever that looks like, just to have that opening. And then how to bring that forward. So you know, everybody's got their own place in the journey on this, but even no matter where we are, we still have the question of, do we go within to find what we're seeking, or do we look outside us? And then do we really step into the next greatest version of ourselves? Wherever we are, there's always another level. There's always another place. And there's always who we were that we could also experience as well. So it's really, this is growth. And it's perfect. But there is a level of intention. And both of you are describing that and declaring that, which is incredible. So I'm really happy for you both. And just to throw it, I have my own similar journey continues. I'm taking this journey with you, and continued growth, continued miracles, continued manifestations, connecting with people that I see the unfolding of this, my own journey and what I'm creating and doing on a very, very divine level, moving into selfless service in a way that I could never have experienced or imagined before. So it just feels like I'm certainly working and moving, but I'm not alone at it. And I feel all of you are also in this journey with me. We're all together here. So thanks for being on it. Yeah. So in terms of the materials in the past week and, you know, the meditation, is there anything else about any of the things that I've been putting out there, like that you may have questions about or have experiences with that you'd like to share? Either of you?
No, I always like your background music.
Oh.
Your meditation.
Thank you. Well, those are actually what I like about this. These are all friends of mine who are amazing musicians, and I'm using their music and you know, finding different ways to compensate them as well. So it's really neat to share it. So yeah, God, I'm glad you like it. Those are pieces I like as well.
Yeah.
So I'd like to talk. Go ahead.
I just was going to say, I think it's great. I really look forward to the morning and listening to the meditation and the music. It's a nice way to start my day.
Thank you. Wonderful. Well, I'm enjoying creating them, and I've actually been trying to go back to the archives a little bit the last few days, or just the music, because my voice is gone. And I am creating a lot of this for brand from scratch. So you may get a recording or two that sounds a little froggy. I'm enjoying getting them just putting out what sounds good. So, but it is, know that it all is so inspired from my practice and journaling and listening and connecting. And I could even go into a place like, oh, you know, am I doing the right thing? Am I really helping people? And then God's just like, yeah, come here. We're doing this together. And yes, it's exactly what you need to put out right now. And so trusting that process. Yeah. So I had an experience today that I've been thinking about writing about that I wanted to share. I have this real sense of awareness of people's level of consciousness and perceptions. And at the gas station, I ran into a woman who bought my book. She's an older gal. And she said, oh, Diane, I read your book. And she says, you know, I just couldn't get past the part of you, you know, thinking that you're God. And I said, no, that wasn't the point at all. It was, I'm God, but it's your God too. It's not that I'm the woman. It's like, oh, she says, well, maybe I should read it again. And what I really I'm very aware of is this whole idea of when you look at the world through separation theology versus oneness theology, oneness theology just doesn't make sense to people. Like, they can't wrap their mind around it. And that's been a big part of my own awakening, was like God saying, you're me. I'm like, yeah, right. My ego's had a heyday with this, and the other part of me that says, that's just crazy. I can, you know, that's blasphemy. And it took me a long time to understand what I was being taught. And this whole process about having this conversation with God was kind of a way that was like, it starts with the separation almost. It's like we come from this separated place. And then from the separated place, we can have this dialogue or this conversation. And at some point, the one we begin to recognize and remember that voice is also ours. And so this is something that I feel is what I'm hoping that you will continue the practice and the process so you can actually find your own power and your own truth and your own divinity with the process of this conversation. And, you know, I have that experience, but I have read about and read and talked to many people, whether they've worked with me or just had their own experience like this, who've had the exact same experience. So this practice is about connecting to the peace and the love and the joy, but also it's an amazing tool that can help you tap into the divine wisdom that seems to be out there. And then until you realize that, well, if I'm sitting here by myself with a pen in my hand, who am I really talking to? Who's talking through me? So this is the real level of awakening that is the lens in which you then see the world in a whole different way. And my understanding, and that's what I've been sent to do, is to teach this and to help everyone that I can remember this truth, that you are the I Am. And it's like freaking crazy. The brain can't seem to wrap our head around the reality of it. We can, I mean, intellectually, I think, connect with that. But I do want to open up and ask, you know, if that experience is coming into your awareness at all through this process, or if you've had that in the past, of this realization.
The realization that we are God as well.
Yeah. In a very real and tangible way.
That's something that's hard for me to wrap my head around, so to speak. I know I feel God everywhere in many things, but yeah, I'm still having trouble connecting the dots with that. Yes, I am God, and I can do what God does, basically. So yeah, that's where I am.
I would say that I'm kind of in this.
Go ahead.
I haven't. I'm clear that God is around me and everywhere and in everything and everyone, but the idea that I'm God, I'm not there yet.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing that. And you know, this is in this journey that we're all on, is that this is the location that we all start, and this awakening piece. So what I am really giving you, and I just have this sense that it's on many levels. First is a sort of on the mental level, like to just telling you this is sharing with you my experience and what I have discovered and what many people is sort of the oneness theology idea that, you know, we're all God. Through the journaling, I want to share with you the practice that you can use, which is just one practice. Is other people find different ways, but it's the meditation and the journaling. And then another part of this is to really invite you to do this intentional inquiry, like have the conversation, show up and talk to God and ask, you know, what your journey is in this awakening. How can you discover this? Because this is the path to your power. This is the path to your personal growth. It really is this inner transition and transformation that is what we're cultivating. And then finally, what I feel is coming through me is this energy field that is growing in me, that I'm also opening within all of us together, all of you in this program. So this is more than just your learning here. This is a spiritual intention. This is a sacred process that we're coming together to open. And it's real and it's powerful. And through my intention, your intention, our intention, we make it real. We make it grow. And it is within this connection and within this inner realm that we then can experience the transformation that you're seeking. And from the experience, your mind begins to learn a new set of truths, because we tend to learn from our experiences more than what we're told. So today is a couple of things that I want to do with our meditation time tonight, is to really go deep and open this portal to connecting to God as the guide, the one who is caring for us, watching over us, teaching us, as well as awakening that reality of who we truly are, and that we can then act in the world from that place, truly and really a selfless service kind of space, because we no longer have concern over our own issues or problems or limitations or ideas of lack or inefficiency or deficiency or any of that, because it doesn't, those are just ideas that are like old clothes we don't need anymore. So I'm willing to leave that behind and really focus on the service and love we want to bring to the world with the partnership of the divine. And then from there, the question of what it is that we, how we manifest that, what wants to come through us as divine action. So how does that feel to each of you?
Good, yeah, if you can help me see that. Yeah, if you can help me get into that space where I don't even know how to put it in words, because I can't comprehend it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can be God, I guess. That would be good if I could learn just a, even just a little bit of it would make a big difference, I think.
And Kathy?
I think it's a process, and I'm on board to see where it goes.
Okay. Great. So what we'll do this evening is that I'm going to go deep within, and I'm going to guide this meditation tonight. And, go within, and then I'm actually going to have us come back together after the meditation. And I'll have a little bit of silence in here as well. But I'll come back in and just to check in with you to see how you're feeling. And, my intention for you is to just really shift into a very, very quiet, calm place. And the interesting part is that sometimes there's like not a whole lot of words to describe it, but you just know something happened. A trance, and something has shifted and something has opened. And then we'll visit a little bit tonight, and then I'll let you get, we'll get off the call, and you're welcome to write, continue your dialogue. So I love to hold the space for all, you know, us on the line and those who'll be listening later, and really bring God into this call tonight, into this time. So I'm going to invite both of you to get really comfortable to step into a space for meditation. And I'm going to mute the calls for just in case you guys need to make a little noise on the other side or to get comfortable, and then I'll unmute you in a bit. So here we go. And yes, let's close your eyes. And we're going to take a journey today really deep into the presence of God. Going deep inside. Relaxing here for a few moments. Going to ask our minds to just step aside for a few moments and reassure it that all will be attended to. But right now, we're bringing our attention within. And so as you're just spending a few moments to relax and rest, feeling your awareness moving deeper inside of you into a quiet and still place, and as you're going deeper and deeper, feel yourself moving into a sacred room that's within you. And in that sacred room is a beautiful candle and flame. And that flame is the light of God. And so focus on that flame. Focus on seeing that light. This light is within you, and it is also the light of the entire universe that is brought to a pinpoint. It is an individuated aspect of the sun. It represents you and is you. It also represents God and is God. You are not separate from this light. Now feel this light expanding, see this light expanding, filling the whole room. And with this light expanding, notice your awareness expanding, and that you actually are aware of its wholeness, the entire room, that you are expanding with this light. And as you're expanding with this light, feel yourself and notice yourself going out of this room. And aware that you actually can expand beyond your body, beyond the room. Awareness is even beyond your building, your house, and that you are able to expand and grow. Beyond your community, you're not looking down on your house. You're looking down on your neighborhood, and you're noticing the light is infusing everything as you and the divine are growing together as one. Your awareness is becoming that of God. And now see yourself going even higher. Your awareness, you're moving higher and higher. That light is expanding. You are expanding and going up into the atmosphere like you're flying in a jet, and you're able to look down on the mountains and the valleys, and you can see everything, and you realize that everything is connected. And is divine, and is held in divine love, and is absolutely made up of the divine. God is in everything, not just in everything. God is everything. And now feel yourself going even higher, and you're going into space. And you're moving in amongst the stars, and you're seeing everything from a new perspective. All the planets, all the stars, the earth, and you know now that again, everything is just one thing. The creation of, and the created of the divine. And you remember that you are the beautiful light spark, unique aspect that also knows that you're a universal being with no limitations. And as a unique spark, you can have a dialogue with God. You can talk to God, the loving parent. Or you can just move into the quiet knowing of the being that you truly are. And remember that You already know who you are, what you are, why you are here. Without needing to know all the details, because you know all the details will be revealed in its perfect time. There's nothing you don't have. There's nothing you need. It's all right here. And I'm going to invite you to now just bring your thoughts to God and ask right here, way out in outer space. Or wherever you're floating at the moment, just ask. Help me know, help me remember who I am as you. And if you truly have that request in your heart, then you will receive the answer. Or ask whatever version of that feels true to you. Ask whatever it is you need to know right now from where you are. But my invitation is for you to move into this remembering, if it's even just for a moment, or for an evening, or for the rest of your life. And whatever it is will be perfect for you. As Kathy said, it's a process, and everyone has their own process. But since we have also set this intention to step into this intentional process, I am sharing with you what God has asked me to share, and this is remembering the truth of who you are, helping you remember the truth of who you are. So I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes. Breathe. Have your own dialogue with God. Come back together again. So in a moment, I'm going to ask another question. I'll let you finish. Dialogue here. And the question I would like to invite you to ask is if there's one thing for you to focus on in divine action this week, one thing that you can really do that would make a really significant difference and really be connected and aligned to who you are and what you need to do to move yourself forward. That may be something you've been avoiding, maybe something that you've been struggling with, or maybe something that just feels exciting. I don't know, but what is it that God is inviting you to do this week, and then next week we'll celebrate or talk about what happened with that just accomplishment of whatever that was, doing the best you can, whatever that is. So spend just a couple more minutes with that, and then we'll come back to Earth. And again, as finishing up that inquiry and dialogue, and now I invite you to come back down into that sacred space within you, back into where the light, that candle is, coming back down, coming back within, holding a new perspective, a new understanding, remembering that place, remember the expanded consciousness. Coming back within and grounding into yourself, grounding into the mind, body, spirit, being you are. Knowing that we are expanding the spirit in its presence with our mind and body, expanding the divine self and her awareness of being alive in this body, expanding our level of consciousness, knowing that this is a reality versus an idea. God can't do anything without us because she is us and she has come to live as us through us. And the piece of us that knows this is awakening now. And it's growing in our consciousness. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute both of you and invite you to come back into the physical room now from the place in your inside of you that has that light, and to still hold it in your mind as you open your eyes. And so I'd like to, how was that experience for you, and what happened, and where, what did you come up with as your divine action? So who would like to go first?
I'll go first. It was good just to sit still. I felt really good having the, you know, having the candle light be God and having it within me. I did have a hard time focusing on your words. I'm very tired. But I think my action for this week is just to meditate more, to get more into practice and feel that light within me and have it expand. So I couldn't quite get there when you went through the guiding us to be, you know, among the stars and the universe. That was tough for me. So I would like to practice that.
Okay. Well, I'll get this recording this evening. So if you want to go through it again later, you can. You're welcome to listen to this one again or just do it on your own.
Okay.
Yeah, but I really appreciate what you're saying, and I just know that this, the practice, especially if it's hard, you, it's showing you something. Keep going.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. Great. Kathy, do you want to share anything?
I enjoyed the meditation, but I also found it, by this time of night, I'm often tired because I get up so early. But so I would like to listen to it again and practice with it. And I think for my divine action this week, I really would like to work on my calendar and get it organized. I think that would feel really helpful.
Great. Wonderful. Well, you have just set an intention and made a declaration. And doing it from this space, well, if you feel like you're struggling at all to, you know, of course, Phyllis, your intention is to meditate, but I was going to say, Kathy, meditate first, then work on your calendar. But, yeah, it will definitely make a difference for you. So, wonderful. Well, thank you all, and I actually, as you're saying this, I'll put this recording up, and actually this might be I might make this Tuesday or Wednesday's meditation as well. So listen
good.
To the recording, see how that sounds.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Yeah, and if you go to the website, my website underneath where you, once you log in under AOES says group program, there's a page there. Excuse me a second, I'm going to cough. Okay. There's a page there that has the links to the recordings, so you'll can find them right there. So I'm wondering if I actually didn't say that out loud before. Have that. We'll have that, and yeah, definitely there's new material every day, and you know, continue to use it as you can, and you'll continue to have access to it beyond the 8 weeks. But I do want to, like, the next time we talk, you know, be really continuing to deepen into your intention of what it is that you really want to go to next. And like, Phyllis, I'm hearing you, you know, really wanting to step into this place of playing bigger and no, but not needing anyone to take care of you. That's a beautiful, beautiful intention. And you know, Kathy, continue to move forward in your path of your, you know, growing and your connection and more peace and more satisfaction in life and getting on top of the things that you want to feel on top of. I mean, this is all, I'm doing both of those things. It's like we're all, you know, those are all parts of it. So beautiful, beautiful intentions, everyone. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so here it's 8 o'clock. We'll do a little, you know, leave a little earlier this evening. I kind of set the intent, the time to be as late as 8:30 if we have a full group to share. But this is, I think, feels complete for me. Is there anybody have any questions or anything before we go?
Feels complete to me too.
Yeah. Feel better.
Wonderful. Thanks. Good. Well, have a great evening, and I will talk to you both soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night. Mm-hmm. Night.